So I say, well, what the hell?
Right.
I'll pay the $32, and I'm thinking it'll be the best car wash I've ever had in my life.
You'd hope.
Right?
Well, I think I know the one you're talking about.
So I pay $32. It's right by a Circle K, and it's right by an oil place.
Okay. All right.
So I wait, and I pull around to the side where they come out with those big high spray hoses, and I'm waiting. I get out of the car, and the guy says, no, you stay in the car. And then you actually go through the car wash part.
That's one in Tyson's, is it?
It's on Route 7, near Tyson's
Corner.
Near
Tyson's, okay.
Tyson's, closer to Sterling.
With the golf shop up on top?
No, okay. That's the one by a mobile.
Okay, I'm just curious, because, I mean, that's amazing.
So you're in it, and the car drives through, and then when you get to the end of the regular automated car wash, which to me seemed to be of exactly the same quality as the cheap car wash at Exxon, the one you pay $2 for if you buy gas,
right?
Seemed to be the car wash itself.
It wasn't as elaborate as, say, like a Mr. Wash or an Embassy Auto Wash around here.
It seemed to be just the thing that's got the crazy sprinklers going all over, and you've got the different color shampoo coming down and the soap coming down. And the deal is that I guess the reason that I'm paying the extra money is to have the car vacuumed and have the windows washed. So when I pull out, I get to the area where they got the big automated blow dryer, and it says, thank you, have a nice day. And there's a guy there standing in front of me, and he's going, come on.
Waving you out.
Come on. And what they have is four lanes that service two cars in each lane where they vacuum it out and clean the windows. I started to pull towards one of the lanes, and the guy says to me, no. He gave me that whistle. You know, you do the whistle, Mike, the thing where you put your... Right, he gives me that whistle. And gets,
hey, boss!
And he gives me... No, that's closer than you know.
Okay.
No. Pull this way. So, as it turns out, there's a line to get your car vacuumed and to get the car's windows washed.
Right.
Which is not in, I mean, they got a car wash, and they're offering the service for $32 for an SUV to wash the car, put Armor All on the dashboard, and vacuum it out. That's it.
Okay.
And when you get done with the car wash, and there's 8 million people going to the car wash, the reason the line moved so quickly getting in and going through the wash was that once you got done with the wash and once you've paid the extra money to have the car vacuumed out, you then have to sit in a gigantic line waiting for one of the 8 spots that they have for these people to slowly and meticulously clean the car. Now, these are people who, you know, don't make a lot of money.
Well, and it's not their fault. It's the fact that they're understaffed at the car wash.
No, there's a million of them. They're like rabbits. I mean, I swear to God, every time I turn around, there's another Mexican guy standing there, and Mexican girls, and all of them seem to be working hard.
Mm-hmm.
But as I sat there with this thing in my windshield that indicated I was one of the dumbasses that paid $32 to have my car washed. As I sat and waited and watched, I realized what they were doing was really, it's that exercise where you look like you're doing something, but you're not really doing anything.
Yeah, appear to look busy, and that's when you can get very little done.
One or two guys would run from car to car to car, and it would look like they were going to do some work, and then they would just spray something on a window. Then they would run back and go to another car. And this to me is unbelievable now that I'm in a full service car wash. I paid $32. Really, for $32, I expect to get a BJ. I don't expect.
That's the most expensive car wash I've ever heard of, as far as paying that kind. I mean, if you get your car detailed, it costs anywhere from $50 to $100.
I do not expect that once I go through the, not even a hand wash, right, once I go through the regular automated, like Exxon car wash, that I got to sit and wait for a spot to open up so that they can vacuum the car out.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit, and I know occasionally I exaggerate about times.
You probably, when you spent $32 and you weren't satisfied, you probably didn't know how to give them the right signal. The signal that would indicate ass play.
What?
Well, you'd get what you wanted. You say, BJ, you probably, you know, at that dollar, you probably have somebody slide in, spray the window with the right hand while manipulating you with their left hand.
Oh, ass play. I'm not, well, listen.
It's called the $32 special.
Yeah. Either way, all I know is that once I pull in, it's no problem. To pay the exorbitant fee, I ride through the car wash, and then after that, I wait.
You want the ass play?
I wait 25 minutes.
Ouch, right.
I ask you not, 25 minutes. Yeah. I wait. And then finally the guy says to me...
You weren't wearing your Santa jacket, were you, when you were doing this?
I took the Santa jacket off.
Okay.
This is on the way home, but the Santa jacket was in the... And hold on, that's part of the story.
Oh.
Now, I wait 25 friggin' minutes. Meanwhile, I think, you know, part of the deal is when you come out of the car wash, what you like is the guy's there with the rags to wipe off the water so your car is not, like, covered with spots and stuff.
Right, right.
You know, water spots.
Yes.
Well, because I've been sitting for 25 minutes,
right,
I'm getting out and looking at my car, and I'm seeing there's, like, big splotches where the machine didn't get...
Yeah, I mean, the normal car wash, I think you pay your $15, you go through it, then, you know, you get the blow dryer thing, and then they got a bunch of people that... your car is vacuumed before you go into the wash.
It's normally done.
And right. Then after you come out, your windows are sprayed and washed, and the inside of the car is done.
Normally, that's the way it's been where I've gone to.
And your car is dried off, and it's $15, and you're on your way in less than 10 minutes.
Right.
So I wait... I'm not exaggerating, 25 minutes until finally a spot opens up. And now keep in mind, it's very close quarters. There's a Circle K, convenience store, gas station. There's an oil change place.
Right.
And there's a car wash place. And they're all crammed right next to each other.
And the machine that does your car overall isn't top of the line.
So after 25 minutes, the guy says to me, go down there, spot number 4.
Right.
I pull into the spot frontwards, you know. It's easier for me because I've been waiting in line, and I just pull my car in the front ways. All the other cars are going the other way.
Are backed into the spot.
Because these are the cars that have come out of the car wash and gone directly into the line. If you did it correctly, you would go out of the car wash, make a right hand turn, and go into the line where you would get your car vacuumed. Because I've been waiting off to the side for 25 minutes, I just pull my car in frontwards because I'm in front of this line. The guy comes up and says, you have to back your car in. I said, what does it matter? I said, if the car is in the front or the back, you got to open the doors. The vacuum will reach. Guy says, you got a policy. You got to back it in. I said, okay. No problem, keeping in mind that backing in is not one of my strong suits.
That's right.
And
I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, no, I will rapidly admit that. I have a problem with backing in.
And you've got a very large vehicle.
Gigantic vehicle.
So having a problem with backing in and having the size vehicle you have causes problems.
So I'm uptight, and I've been waiting, and what I hate is the guy who's behind me and just give me the sign, come on, come on, and I'm just inching back because, you know, I'm living in fear that I'm gonna run into something.
Right.
And the guy's going, he's giving me the sign like I'm moving too slow. Come on, come on, both hands, like he's one of those guys at the airport with the cones that's leading right. An airplane in.
Come on,
come on, come on.
And all
of a sudden, as soon as I'll add a little speed, he's like, whoa! Whoa, stop, stop, stop. And I'm like...
Did you accidentally gun it?
No,
just... Do one of the things where the car goes...
No. I moved a little faster, and, right. and they went crazy. I was like, stop, stop, and it was an inch away from the car behind me. And he said, move it forward. So now I move it forward about...
You made me late already.
About 2 inches, and I've been at the car wash now over 40 minutes.
Was the car wash 100% guaranteed?
I get out of the car, and this is where I make the mistake. I say to the migrant worker, I say, this is an awful long wait for a car wash, and I paid $32, and I know they must have thought I was a king prick, but I went around to the back of the car, and I said, you see back here by the tailgate?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you see all that dirt? It's like it never got washed. And now it's sat outside, and it's dry, and now there's a big dirty spot on the back of the car.
Right, because of the machine itself didn't get it.
Right, I said, I would appreciate that being cleaned.
You know what I do at the car wash when I got a problem like that? I grab the rag and just, if it's, sometimes they get like a little barrel that's sitting there with the stuff, and I'll just pick it up and do it myself.
Well, but that's, I'm going there, I'm paying someone else to do it.
No, but I mean, if you feel uptight about,
the golden boy.
Why does that make me
the golden boy? I don't know.
I don't understand that.
So, I say to the guy.
F you, Rob.
I say to the guy.
You. I'm not the golden boy because I pick up a rag and wait, go ahead.
So I say to the guy, wash this part. And right away, I hear them speaking. I hear the Spaniards, and I know, even though they're not speaking American, I know they're talking about me.
At my car wash, they bathe me.
Because I'm the jerk off that complained about waiting for 25 minutes. I'm the jerk off that pulled my car in and then that you didn't want to back it in. And then I had the audacity to point out a spot on the back of the car,
right.
A big giant spot that wasn't clean. So I'm sitting in a they have a couple of lounge chairs outside.
And you smell smoke.
Where you sit and you wait.
Someone started a small fire under your vehicle.
You wait for the car. So I'm sitting there and I'm on the telephone and I'm calling my wife and I'm saying, I'm a couple minutes late, but, big surprise when I come home. Just wait. Holly jolly time.
It sure sounds to me like it must have been quite an effort for you to become jolly after this experience at the car wash. How did you get back on the jolly?
Hold on.
I'm just talking.
Just let me tell you what they do.
You're into this. You are into this.
Well, I'm pissed at this car wash.
Sure. I get that impression.
Because they got mad at me because I'm bitching that I have to wait for 25 minutes to have the goddamn car vacuumed, which I've already paid an exorbitant fee for.
Right.
And because I had the audacity to point out a big spot in the back, they all get the green car. And I know they're talking about me. And I'm sitting and I'm waiting for the car. And at one point, they finally get to my car.
Right.
After I parked it in the spot,
they give you the urine air freshener.
They still don't start working on it.
Right.
Finally, I see four of them at once converge on the car. And I think, great. I'm going to get out of here. Next thing I know, Pedro comes from around the corner holding up the Santa jacket and the Santa hat, which were in the back seat. And he says, who does this belong to?
Oh, no.
And
they've taken it out of the vehicle.
Yeah, and he's standing there.
We're going to embarrass this man.
He's holding up the Santa jacket and the Santa hat.
Right.
And I have to put my hand up, and I get up from the area where everybody's sitting waiting for the car. And
I'm the Santa jacket.
I walk over, and he says, this was in the car. We want to vacuum the car. I said, thank you. So now I got to go back and sit with the other people who are waiting for their cars. Mm-hmm. And now I'm sitting there holding that gigantic Santa Claus jacket.
Right.
And the jolly Santa Claus hat.
And you're not feeling jolly at all.
No, and a couple of guys are laughing. And one of them finally said to me, why do you have a Santa suit? It's July. Yeah. And I said, and I give the guy a real F you look. I said, because I'm jolly. and I really gave him it was like, because I'm jolly.
Clean my car.
And this was just some guy that was waiting for his car, too.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
This was just a guy who just said, hey, why you got the Santa suit? And I said, because I'm jolly.
And that was all you said.
Yeah, and I knew I wasn't jolly to him.
And the guy ran away.
And
crying.
Made him cry.
As it turns out, it was like 50 minutes. Nearly an hour.
Wow. I'd go out of my mind.
To get a car wash that costs $32.
Well, other people must know this, and I'm surprised that it's just, that's like double.
I know, and it
maybe
sucks.
SUVs, what, $20, $19 or something like that?
I don't know.
And, at a regular car wash?
I don't know. All I know is I was totally dissatisfied.
How did they get away with it? Rip off.
And they were loaded with cars. Loaded with cars.
Why do you go to that one? Go to the one right across the street here. That's a great one.
It is.
The one by work here?
Yeah, Embassy. Yeah. I'll give them a plug. They're fantastic.
Go there all the time.
Right here in Fairfax, Virginia. I mean, consistent.
Because it was a whim. You know,
the same guy's been working there for a long time.
He's driving home, and I thought, I'll get my car washed.
Yeah, car wash is a whim thing. Yeah.
Take me 10 minutes.
He's great.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Look, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but you wasting all this time talking about your car being washed. Why you just didn't wash it yourself?
Because I don't like washing my car. Why should I wash my car? I'll go to a car wash.
Why not? I mean, if you're going to cry about what they're doing, man, I mean, you just wasted 25 minutes of our time talking about the 25 minutes they had you on.
Yeah, one of the reasons I don't wash my car, I take it to a machine. When I wash it, you were talking about those spots.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been able to wash my car and not get those dry water spots on my car. I always do that.
I am not wasting your time.
I am helping you.
I am helping you never go to a car wash where they charge you $32 and then they don't even vacuum it before they wash it.
Right. Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. And whatever you do, don't have a Santa suit in your back seat.
Because it'll be tough to be jolly.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Get out of here.
You know, you play that Golden Boy thing, but when I go to the car wash, normally it is I'm in and out inside of 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, if you see the line, you don't get in the line because
with the Golden Boy standing by on the sidelines,
it's a simple process. I get up there, and normally if there are several cars in front of me, they'll hold the line. They move me up to the front of the line. Then I go in. Usually the guy that is filling out the ticket has a plate of hors d'oeuvres that he hands me, and then I go through, and what I usually get when I'm paying is one of the, they just for free, they'll give me one of the plastic litter bags or an air freshener or one of those little mirrors that you have, and then afterwards I pull it out where they dry it, and one of them dries the car, the other does the windows, the other does a quick brush of my clothing for lint.
Nice.
And then I'm on my way.
The Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
One of the younger ladies there, I believe her name is Maria, right before I leave, just a tiny, teeny bit of ass play.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
My car's never been cleaner.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
My Bentley.
Hello, Don. You're Bentley.
Kingsley.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, why do they vacuum it after you wash it? All the dust gets over everything.
I don't know. I'm talking
about the stupidest thing in the car wash is to vacuum after you wash.
I've never been to this place before, and it's the most bass-ackward car wash I've ever been to in my life.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Spring Grove Mental Hospital, looking for a fat jolly guy in a red suit.
Okay, that's not funny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, how's it going?
All right, that was funny. Sorry.
Mental hospital.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, two things. First, this is not our time, this is your time. It's your show. We want to listen to it, we tune in. If we don't, we turn the channel.
So thank you.
On Don and Mike how to drive.
Right, okay, whatever.
Two, when you go to a car wash, you spend $32 on a car wash. Okay, A, they better get the damn car clean. B, they should vacuum. Oh,
wow. You can't use the S word, sir.
I know. I get a little passionate about this crap because I'm just like you, Don. Yeah, I could spend the time washing it, but why?
Why? That's why God invented car washes.
They ever get that dirt off the back that you pointed out?
Yeah, they did.
Good.
Oh, now, one more call. I got a guy who says he's been to that car wash. Hello, Brett.
Yes, sir.
You know the one I'm talking about by Circle K?
Absolutely. I've been there. It's a ripoff. I did the same exact thing that you did. Went through the line, came out the other side, and was like, hey, wait a minute, where's my wipe down?
Right. And
I love when he uses his jargon.
Yeah.
What's called, in the business, the wipe down would be the getting the droplets off your car.
Did they make you wait to get it vacuumed out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then once they tried to sell me, like, other stuff that I didn't even need.
Oh, see, they didn't do that with me.
That is, man, somebody ought to put them out of business.
Yeah. They didn't do that with me, maybe because I was so irate already.
Yeah.
Because I was already the mean guy with the Santa suit.
It sounds like crap.
Don, I deal with stuff the same way you do. When stuff doesn't work right, I lose my mind. But, dude, you just should go to the one over in Sterling.
Oh, I forgot I don't mean to upset you guys, but I forgot to add the one thing that I get from all the guys. There are 8 or 9 of them that actually dry my car when I get done.
Yeah.
Hugs for everybody.
Well, of course.
All right.
Wow.
And I don't go giving.
With the golden boy standing by on the sidelines.
I receive. They actually give me a hug, and then they do a little Sammy Sosa thing, you know, where they touch their heart and point up to God.
The first time you were there, were you surprised by the cost?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's not like when you pull up, they have a giant sign that says $32 for an SUV. You don't see that sign until you're at the cashier's little kiosk. And by that time, you're screwed.
What's the lowest?
There's like no way to get out.
The lowest rate to not get it for an SUV to just go through the car wash, $22.
Wow. And no, it doesn't even get dried or anything like that?
Well, it gets dried by the big machine that dries it.
Oh, F that.
I'm telling you.
And, and you said it was kind of like a gas station car wash, too, with the quality of machine?
Brett, what would you say? You've been there.
Yeah, I was real disappointed. I have a silver car. It's not hard to clean a silver car.
Right.
But I was real disappointed with the job that it was done.
Same out. With mine. I have a golden car.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm about to pass that car wash in about, I don't know, next 2 or 3 minutes. Any message you want me to send them?
No. I'm sending the message right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to get back to them already. I mean, I've not even said the name of the place.
Right. What do you want to do? God. You want to set it afire?
Go take a big dump on the manager's desk.
Hey, no problem.
Okay. See,
he will.
So. He's pulling in right now.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I'd like to see the manager, please. Are you the manager of this establishment? Just a moment.
That was really, really not jolly after that experience.
I mean, I can't blame. Well, you know, at least it falls into the live and learn category.
Yeah, right. I'm never going there again.
Yeah, it's good. Absurd.
And the guy's right. There's like 8,000 much better car washes within 10 minutes of the one that I went to.
And, you know, out in that neck of the woods, here's the deal. That they will have the volume of traffic and the volume of people that they'll just be able to get people coming in all the time and burn them, and then they won't come back, but they'll get another person to replace them.
It's right on Route 7. $32.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I didn't mention the price of my car wash. What is it?
$1.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry about the confusion, Larry, but you know the network.
Yeah, they are a bunch of dickheads, aren't they?
The Don and Mike Show.
Rejoining show. This is a good one. Take two.
Okay. From the top, with the Larry Sanders, please.
Yes. It's rejoiner.
I'm sorry about the confusion, Larry, but you know the network.
Yeah, they are a bunch of dickheads, aren't they?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
At the next stoplight, take yours out and look at it.
That's a great thing.
That's nice.
That's the great thing about doing the show. You just stop over, stop and start over.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
This is Virgil from Portland, Oregon.
Hi.
See, you don't get any calls from us, so I'm just calling to let you know we are out here listening.
God bless you, Virgil.
Well, thank you, Virgil.
And, you guys rock, and that's for Tim.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That's Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
KUFO, where they run the show live.
Yeah.
Every day, 8 a.m. till 12 noon.
Yeah, we don't talk about Portland, Oregon a lot, but it's great to be on out there, and it's a great city.
Wish they'd call once in a while. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing? This is Pat from Philly.
Hey, Pat.
How you guys doing? I heard you guys are coming up to Philly next week.
Yeah.
Yes, and, sir.
And I was wondering if anybody was taking you guys out to get a South Philly cheesesteak already.
I think every time we go, there's a place called Pat's.
Yeah, that's...
And every time we go, Tim Sabian, the program director who's most likely to have a fatal heart attack...
Right.
...brings in a bag of about 20 of those.
And then, apparently, there's Pat's and there are other places, and there's a great deal of debate in Philadelphia as to what the best cheesesteak is. Some say the Pat's puts the...
Tim! Hold on, let's check on Tim right now.
Tim, sorry, I didn't mean to be bringing it up.
Doesn't sound good.
Oh, he's back.
Tim, there he goes. Okay.
So have you guys ever been down to Pat's and Gino's?
No, they've always just brought the stuff for us.
Now, which is the one that has, like, the liquid cheese on it? Which is the one that has, like, the provolone?
Well, they both have the same cheesesteaks. You can get that liquid cheese whiz or American cheese provolone. They have the same stuff. They're right across the street from each other, and they both have a line going around the corner 24 hours a day.
All right.
Well, there he goes again.
Oh, somebody get the paddles.
Or to save again. All right, thank you, my friend.
Guys, enjoy Philly.
All right, we'll see you next week. We're going to have some great stuff for Philadelphia.
It mustn't taste really good when he chews aspirin.
The first time I was in Philly before our show went on, I went up for a meeting with Tim and some of the salespeople, and we got in Tim's car to go out and meet a client, and we got in the car, and the guy on the back seat with me, the sales guy, picks up a bottle, a prescription bottle. He goes, "What's this?" Tim says, "Give me that. It's my blood pressure medicine."
I mean, Tim's wrapped a little tight.
Big, gigantic medicine bottle.
Good radio, man, but I'll tell you, we're waiting for that head to just completely explode.
Yeah. He uses more nitroglycerin, really, than Wile E. Coyote.
Put it under his tongue.
Acme.
Clear!
Here's the deal. We're on in all these cities across America. I love all of our stations and all of our affiliates, but I really have a soft spot in my heart for 96 Rock in Ocean City.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's like my second home. I love Ocean City, mm-hmm. even though my home there was destroyed by a tornado months ago.
Yes. I don't mean to laugh at that, but when say it, it just, you couldn't write a script like that.
Like
the house is condemned.
Condemned, wow. Yes. And that's why Frida's going to the beach today.
Right.
She has to go up there to meet with the guys who are going to be tearing the house down.
Wow. It was so nailed by a couple of trees.
Yeah.
That it went right through the house.
Yeah.
I mean, that bisected the house.
As a matter of fact, I was having a discussion. This happened like 2 months ago, where a tornado hit our this little house we have up in Ocean City, Maryland, and I was just talking to this guy about all of the problems that I had going on at the time. My kid had just been in a near fatal car accident. God, you know, thank God he was okay, and we were going through all this crap at work.
Right.
And the guy said to me, "Stop and think for a minute about how blessed you are. Think about those poor people who like trailer park people, who are always reading, mm-hmm. God's will just comes down and boom, everything is wiped out with a tornado.
Gone."
And it's a great one to pull out of here. This was just hit by a tornado. It was, that's about the only good thing that I've gotten out of this.
Right.
But anyway, the station that carries us at Ocean City is 96 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a great affiliate.
Very supportive of the show.
And I mentioned that when I've been down there at Ocean City, when we were on vacation there, they run the show the right way. They promote the show the right way. They run the show with great production elements.
Right.
And they sometimes let Dennis Murphy go on the radio.
Oh.
We have a tape of Dennis doing
a live.
You
can't fault them for that.
We have a tape of Dennis doing a shift. Before that, though, here are I think some of the production elements that they have for the show, made by John, who's the production director at 96 Rock at Ocean City. This would kind of be a how-to for all of you other stations. Mm-hmm. If you want to know how to promote the show, how to get in and out of stop sets easy with the show, make stuff like this.
Hey, Dad.
Come on, you bitch. You scared coward. You got mad enough to f*** with me.
Hey, Dad.
You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. I'll till you love me, faggot, because he's got a great ass.
Hey there.
It's back.
Just people.
Welcome back. Ready? Here we go. Yeah.
It's time for the Don and Mike Show on 96 Rock.
So that's what they run coming, you know.
Nice, nice.
Out of commercials.
Fantastic.
And then we send out a couple more examples. Now, we got a lot of stations that do this very well. WYSP in Philly does this great.
Yeah, a lot of stations in the network.
WJFK does it great. But we got a lot of stations that really don't do anything. Hmm. This is nice.
Shower, what, 3 times or 4 times a week?
Hey, Dad.
Huh?
Hey, Dad.
Huh?
Hey, Dad, hey, Dad.
I always hate walking, keep walking. I look at these guys' genitals. It gets me sick. I look at the guys' rectum. I always see things that happen. You know, it makes me sick, so I don't put myself in a position to look at that.
It's back.
Just people.
Welcome back. Here we go.
Time for the Don and Mike Show.
I'm really laughing at that. That is a great edit. That's somebody that, man, gets it. I like guys that can pause just a little bit to get the dramatic effect.
Here's another one.
Don and Mike.
I had the nerve to say something about your private area.
Yes, I did. I bet it smells like a can of cat food.
Oh, come on.
I could smell it from here.
96 Rock. Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God. I had no idea it was so big.
96 Rock.
Be very conscious of it. Feel the presence of it. Feel the blood flowing down into it. And then out of this feeling, you find you can make a mental picture.
Don and Mike.
What are we doing?
96 Rock.
It's taking a lot of time for us.
Don and Mike.
What?
Don and Mike.
All of the other stations can eat our buns. Come on.
Don and Mike.
Bitch.
96 Rock.
Strong.
Listening to Gutter Balls Radio.
We should either bowl against tards or we should get like fifth or sixth graders and make them use 15-pound bowling balls.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, a 96 Rock. They invite you to sit by your radio in J.O.
If you go from your standard hand and then you use the other hand, it's like a stranger.
Don and Mike. 96 Rock. The Don and Mike Show.
Yo, yo, yo. It's good to take a look at that girl, man. I want to F her. Yo, Michael.
They can get it.
96 Rock. The Don and Mike.
You are a dumb whore.
What's happening? Can I tell you something about my partner, Don? He's very, very hot-headed.
96 Rock. Don and Mike.
Due to some violent content.
Damn it!
Parental discretion is advised.
Goddamn! Goddamn!
96 Rock. Sabrina.
Hello?
Don't just stare at it. Eat it!
What? You're wild.
Don and Mike. 96 Rock. Go get your lotion and an old sock. Don and Mike.
Would you tell me where I am?
96 Rock. Grab your bong. It's time for Buzz. Don and Mike.
Wow.
96 Rock.
Hello there.
Pickle the Duke.
What are you talking about?
Useless bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. 96 Rock.
You get the idea.
Wow. Very
hey,
cool.
Give them a round of applause. I told you, guys.
Cool.
Every time I come back from vacation, you know, generally when Free and I travel, I don't like listening to our show.
Right.
But what I do listen to in the cities we go to where rare it is, how stations position the show.
Right.
How smooth it is in and out of commercials.
Well, that's wonderful stuff.
They do a great job, and thank you to everybody.
It takes a lot of work to put that stuff together.
96 Rock in Ocean City. And as I mentioned, they also let Dennis Murphy be a DJ.
Well, I think it's a push.
And here now is a tape from last weekend. Dennis Murphy doing an air shift on 96 Rock.
From the sublime
to the ridiculous.
Dennis,
yeah. Here we go. Roll it, please. We got on the right thing, Rob?
Yeah, she'll be coming any minute. John's playing it in the other room.
It's on a cassette.
I hear him faintly. I hear him in the distance.
I don't got it.
Maybe the best way.
You know what? I kind of hear that.
When it finally comes on, he's screaming.
I kind of hear that.
I don't have a problem with my teeth.
You know what I like? When there's a technical problem, everybody that comes in looks at exactly the same button. Like...
I don't think it's changed.
End my show!
All right, rewind it.
Hold on, we had it for a second.
Right now!
There it is. Okay, great. Back it up. Back it up now. Back it up. Okay,
wherever it starts.
We got it.
Here we go. Now I can hear the tape hiss.
And
and I want it right now.
96 Rock, live in Ocean City.
He's doing a remote.
We got women dancers. We got Jim Moss. We got women all over the place. Oh my God! Oh, by the way, you're looking at 96 Rock. Hey, if you're not doing anything, come tomorrow morning from 10 to 12 a.m. I will be on
12 a.m.
on 96 Rock. Yeah! Look, we got women. Oh, God, you can come and keep it. We got women. Oh, holy mackerel.
Hold on, stop the tape for a second, Johnny.
All right, the first thing I'm going to have to ask Dennis is when he was reading the plug, he said tomorrow morning from 10 to 12 a.m.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to double check with Dennis exactly what time he was trying to dial people into.
And what you're hearing now is the radio station is doing like a Friday afternoon remote from a very hot club called Secrets. And obviously, Dennis is there doing a plug.
Join me for lunch at 12 a.m.
Okay. Roll it, Johnny.
You feel, oh my, no, we got women galore here. It's unbelievable here. Hey, 96 Rock, oh man. You know, Secret, we got women. Oh, by the way, we have goddess, middle class, and goddess getting by Corona. And hold on, hello. Hey, come here, come here. Okay. No, we got women.
God, I wish you were running the tape. We gotta stop it.
Stop it, John.
He is the master pitchman. Dollar drafts, dollar coronas.
This is not even his air shift. He's just out at Secrets
screaming
at this bar.
Imagine walking into
doing a remote.
Probably like right there on the left as you walk down that little tunnel area.
Can you imagine the smell?
Oh my God!
All right, roll it, Johnny. Roll it.
Oh man, I'm sweating big time. Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, wow. Hey, come on, come on. Come down to Secrets USA. It's Jamaica USA. It's Kevin Smith from the Dynamite Show. And please, listen to me tomorrow.
I have a question. Has he ever given us...
Alright, hold on. Stop it, Johnny.
Has he ever remotely given us this kind of energy?
No.
Anything. No. This is Dennis doing for Dennis.
Here we go. Right.
And he's pulling out every trick in it. He's already used Come On, Come On.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Sweating. He's called himself sweaty.
Oh,
he never
my
does.
God.
All right. Roll it, Johnny. Roll it.
96 Rock.
Welcome to Light.
96 Rock, Man Cow in the morning. Don and Mike in the afternoon. The Who? With Evan in front. What's going on? I have Mr. Dennis Murphy in the studio.
Hey, John, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
I'm doing great.
Doing great? You didn't get lost today.
No, I didn't get lost, but I didn't know how big coffee it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
This cut me.
All right, hold on. You know, we got to break. Stop it, Johnny. Stop it. This is too much.
Obviously referring to a Dennis screw-up.
This is too great. Dennis doing a crossover with another disc jockey that I guess is going to lead into his own shift.
Happy talk. But nothing beats that energy. It's secret.
Yeah.
We got to hear that in its entirety.
Rock and roll Dennis.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hi.
Wanted to let you guys know that also in... if you're going down to the Jersey Shore, if you're down in the Wildwoods or Cape May, you can also pick up 96, listening to it down there because YSB doesn't reach.
Nice. Oh, very cool.
All right, great.
Yeah, so good, good. For all the silly people, you can listen to them down the shore, guys.
Very good.
All right.
But you got to remember, 96 Rock runs the show in the afternoon.
Yeah, they run it. Yeah, so you can catch it, you know, rerun while you're sitting in traffic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can hear the show live on WYSB, then you can hear it rerun on 96 Rock from 3 to 7. Hello, Donna Mike.
Good tip.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I was down in Lower Delaware over the weekend, and I caught part of the show, and you couldn't understand a damn word he was saying the whole time.
Right.
Oh, you heard Dennis on the radio down there?
Why would that be?
I mean, he was worse than normal.
I'd say that's an accurate statement.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
A foreign language tape.
Well, now, we've only thus far only heard Dennis do his pitch while he was out at Secrets. We've not actually heard him do a radio show yet.
Right, and he seems mellower in studio as opposed to the, I mean, really, the energy level that I have never heard out of Dennis Murphy was like, ah! I mean, when he starts, you hear just a scream, a primal scream.
Johnny, cue it back up to the part where the disc jockey on the air is going to do the changeover with Dennis, and we will hear that in its entirety right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now we have a pretty one for lonely lovers on a cool, cool night. The great Errol Garner classic, Misty.
I will always think of you as playing Misty for me.
Right.
Do you get tired of that? I mean, that obviously,
no,
especially
listen, I
DJs.
I love that people remembered it.
You know,
DJs do remember it.
You are so good. You are so realistic as that psycho listener.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and especially the when you came to the restaurant and you ruined his lunch with the station manager.
Right.
Oh, God, have I been there.
You know, if this show goes the way I think it's going to, there's no reason in the world why
Miss Cupsy.
So this is your business lunch? How's business?
Friend of yours?
Just another trick, honey.
That's enough.
Is that your idea of the dish? My God, she's a little old for you, isn't she? What is this, Be Kind to Senior Citizens Week?
Get out of here.
Not that I mind you being a bastard, but do you have to be such a tasteless bastard? Stop it, you son of a bitch! She could get laid at a lumber camp! Stop it, you son of a bitch! You're hurting me! Stop it, you dirty bastard! Oh, no! Stop it! Nothing. I love you.
Get her out of here, man.
Please.
Where to?
Don't you understand? I love you.
Where to, mister?
Move. Because I love you. Please.
The Don and Mike Show. America's favorite helmet, Don and Mike.
And it's a Thursday on the show. We're giving away a Bose Wave Radio.
All right.
Courtesy of VoiceStream Wireless, fastest growing nationwide wireless service. No one gives you more minutes to talk whenever you want. Call 888-STREAM. Find out more. And just when I thought I was sick of Dennis again,
he just keeps giving a little bit more.
Hello?
Hey, Mark, how are you going?
Isn't it funny how when we want him to call,
right,
he can never manage to call.
Yes, but when it's promoting him.
Here he is, calling us.
Okay. I will call you at least once a week, is that okay?
Oh, don't do us any favors.
I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let's hear his disc jockey shift at 96 Rock. Roll it, please.
Welcome to Light.
96 Rock, Man Cow in the morning, Don and Mike in the afternoon. The Who is having it front. What's going on? I have Mr. Dennis Murphy in the studio.
Hey, John, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
I'm doing great.
Doing great? You didn't get lost today.
No, I didn't get lost, but I didn't know how big soccer was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It took me from Bethany Beach to get here. I drove 100 miles to get to the middle station. But now I know where it is, and if you invite me back, I'll be back.
We'll definitely invite you back now. You were lost for about 2 hours yesterday.
Yes.
You called about four times and go, okay, where am I now?
Yeah.
And you got farther and farther away every time.
Yeah, farther and farther away. And
God.
The girl who answered the phone call last time said, get on 50 to go off on 115. So I went all the way up to Ocean City, got on 115. But
stop the day for a second.
Stop
the day.
He's superstar.
Let me just say, of the disc jockeys at 96 Rock.
Right.
If ever you're in a situation with like this with Dennis again.
Right.
Immediately, just tell him to shut up. Immediately. Do not give him the same generosity that you would give a fellow broadcaster.
He is a major star in places like Iowa and Ocean City. And I believe I'm listening to a star being interviewed.
Yes.
Talking about his the travails of his day.
That's right.
Roll it, please.
I'm cooking here, but it was a nightmare. It was a debacle.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday.
I had to call.
getting worried about you. He didn't call for about a half an hour. You're only 5 minutes away. Thought you got raped in the back alley or something.
Well, no.
I didn't know what happened. I don't know what you're into, Dennis.
I'm here, and we're going to have a good time today.
Yeah, we definitely. He's going to be here until 12 o'clock. If you want to call Dennis Murphy,
I'll
give him
a call. DJ. Yeah.
In Maryland, 410-860-2345. Uh-huh. Delaware or Virginia, the number's 1-888-959-ROCK. Now, you can give Dennis Murphy a call. You can request a song. I guess you can do that, too, Dennis.
Yeah. Request a song, and we'll clap it on for you.
We'll chat a little bit, and maybe some phone sex for Dennis.
Yeah.
Some ladies want to call.
Whoa. Hey, how you doing?
I have to leave the room, Dennis.
Okay.
Stop it again, John.
He is a major performer.
The thing is, Dennis has taken over here, and it's the other guy's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other guy, we're going to have to find this disc jockey and counsel him.
Yes, absolutely, on how to work Dennis Murphy.
And tell him never allowed to be steamrolled by Dennis again. And the other thing that I really have to point out is that we have been to 96 Rock.
Right.
We've been there. We've done our show from the studio at 96 Rock.
Right, from the deck.
Is there... No, we didn't. That's the other station in Ocean City.
How many were we on in Ocean City?
It was our fourth station.
Oh, that's the one where I found out my car was damaged.
That's right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
What I was coming over to tell you, because I knew you'd remember.
Different stories for each Ocean City train.
But there is no easier radio station to find in Ocean City than this one. You go up Route 50.
Yeah.
You make one left-hand turn.
Yep.
And another left-hand turn.
2 miles off the highway in the strip mall.
And they got all these vans out in front.
And you're there.
You can sit by the river. Right.
It's one of these things that where the company owns like 8,000 stations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you go by. And,
easy.
You
know, it's the station where we did the broadcast from the top of that hotel.
Right. That was another station.
We've been on 96 Rock, though, for a long time. A
couple of years now.
I know that.
All right, let's get back to this. Rolling, John.
Cal in the morning, Donna Mike in the afternoon, Hendrix and Little Wing. It is I'm John Whiskey Wilson in here on your Saturday morning. A little early for me. I usually do the Saturday night special, but, you know.
They had Dennis on Saturday morning?
Dennis.
Oh, good.
10 a.m. to 12 a.m.
Why would they call you Whiskey?
I have a tendency of drinking.
Do you think they had this other disc jockey with them the whole time?
Yes, yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. Things go bad when that happens, as you probably know.
Yeah. When you have whiskey, anything, like most people, anything bad will happen.
That's true.
I just highly understand.
And I know you think, he's going to ask him some stupid questions, and I'll be like, hey, how you doing, Dennis? Mm-hmm. Stupid like that, but I'm not going to do that. How you doing, Dennis? You all right?
I'm doing fine, Whiskey. Right. Okay, Whiskey.
If you want to call Dennis up and talk to him, call
him. I wish they would just let him do the show by himself.
All right, here's what I think is the problem.
In Virginia,
I think he's relying on Dennis. That's the thing. It sounds to me like perhaps he's looking for contributions here, and that's not going to happen.
All right, roll it, Johnny.
Okay, Mike.
959 Rock, and you can talk to Dennis Murphy, and who knows what will happen with that.
Hello, please call me. I want to hear from the good people in Ocean City, Gonfay, Rehoboth, Bethany. Call, please.
I heard you want to hear some Boston, too. You want to hear some Boston?
Boston, more than a feeling, if you have that.
Okay, and we got a phone call right now. Let's go to the line.
Okay.
96 Rock.
Thank you.
Oh, who's that?
Yeah,
thank you.
That is.
Thank you.
You just keep saying thank you.
Thank you.
Is that Oakland Com guys?
I think that might be something.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez.
All right, let's stop the day. Thank you. Now
they're using one of our tapes and playing it.
That's okay.
All right, that's fine.
It's okay.
Because they use our tapes to make those great promos that they do.
Yeah, that's okay, I guess.
It's but they're doing a bit like, I guess, with Tom Gavin.
The disc jockey's trying to do a bit with. Let me ask Dennis. Dennis, do you ever do the show by yourself?
There's one two minute clip I do by myself.
But other than that, this other disc jockey's on with you the whole time.
He's always on with me. Yeah, I didn't do it solo.
You didn't do it solo. Did you ask?
He said I had 11 to 12 hours to myself, but. But I needed some help, so he helped me out.
So he couldn't run the board. That's he was there to run the board.
Yeah, to run the board.
All right. Does this get any better?
I don't know.
That's an enthusiastic yes.
Yeah, hold on. All right, let's hear a second more of this. Go ahead.
I'll just take this off the air, Jim.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back with some Ozzy Osbourne.
How are you doing there? It's kind of cool.
This is what I want.
And I'm still waiting for phone calls.
And
John, well, what's your phone number?
Okay, it's 410-860-2345. Delaware or Virginia, the number's 1-888-959. Now, Dennis, this might be why you haven't got too many phone calls.
Okay.
You were out last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was out at Secret. I did my appearance from 5 to 7. Afterwards, I had a couple of...
A couple of ladies,
couple of beers, and... Oh, man, Secret was a great time last night.
Yeah, that's a great
time. Unbelievable?
I know, I saw the smile when you first came in, the smile on your face. So did you get any last night?
Hell no. And plus of that,
hell no.
You couldn't tell if I got it or not.
I saw you grinning.
There was quite a few good-looking ladies at Secret last night.
Yeah, there was.
Now hold it. Stop the tape, John. That would be an example of the asexual Dennis. That's totally fake. There were some good-looking ladies.
Woo!
I mean, he's with his lady right now, the radio.
Yeah.
If you can't get laid at Secrets, you are a homo. I'm telling you, there's so much cooter there. And if you're there late at night...
Right.
And there's so many drunk girls there.
Mm-hmm.
God, it is. It might as well be called PUSS land. It might as well be Vagiland.
Really?
There are so many. Yeah, Mike. Right. I didn't think of this earlier. There are so many hot girls.
Right, because when we've been down there, we've always been down there doing the show during the day. And but I have heard that it does rock seriously at night.
Mm-hmm.
And the ratio is pretty unbelievable.
Be there at 2 a.m.
Really?
When all the drunk girls... Now, not the prettiest girls in the world.
Right.
But the drunkest girls in the world are still there. At 2 a.m.
You notice when Dennis talks about that, it just there's a sound of he's not genuine. Yeah.
Oh, woo.
You know, it's much more. I would say like a double quarter pounder with cheese and a radio microphone would be much more. Yeah. And Dennis might dispute me on that.
Let me ask him, Dennis.
Dennis, you really don't care about women, do you?
If you could have, here's the choice. Hold on. You can either have. For one day, your own radio show, or all the fast food you want, which do you choose?
There's no count on a radio show.
All right. How about a radio show and a beautiful woman?
Which
radio
do you choose?
Is my passion. I have to go with radio.
The radio show.
There's a beautiful woman who is willing to service you in any possible way. That or a radio show?
The woman closer to me, by far.
Really?
Yeah.
You just sounded a little phony when you did that. Woo.
What if there was free fast food at the radio station while you were doing the show?
Oh, well, I had fast food and doing the show.
Yeah, you'd take that.
You would take that over the woman servicing you? No.
No.
It's either fast food at the radio station while you're doing a show, or a woman having sex with you.
It's still the sex? I thought we established that you're just, you know, with all these horny things we do for you, you always fail. our relationship with Dennis, really, if I remember it correctly, during the Dennis Murphy formative years, as I like to call them, we really were trying to get Dennis laid constantly.
Years.
And we thought it was his driving passion.
Because we wondered if he'd ever get laid.
And wasn't it? We thought that was his driving passion when it turned out, and then we discovered, well, no, he'd rather get airtime than anything else.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Dennis. Let me just hear a second more of this. Roll it, please.
Yeah, there was quite a few good-looking ladies at Secret last night.
Yeah, there was.
Woo!
you make a good time, Tom. You make a great time.
Yeah, I know. I heard you talking. You were actually broadcasting live from there, and you said you were having a good time.
Good time.
You sounded like there were some half-naked women there.
Well, some of them. Oh, I got to see a couple of black. A couple of women showed me the black, and nice. It was wah, 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 wah.
Oh.
Can I see that again, please? So she showed me some three times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When you hear guys
took her home with you.
Hold on, John. When you hear guys talking about women and there's a genuine, you know, you don't go wah 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 wah.
I think you do if you're Dennis.
Yeah, I suppose.
Roll it, Johnny.
Her boyfriend was with her, so I couldn't cut the merchandise.
Did her boyfriend show you?
No, not down south.
Yeah, okay, it wasn't kinky like that. It wasn't.
No. This poor disc jockey, I feel bad for this guy.
Yeah.
what can he do? 96 Rock on the way. We have some Jeff Lever with the War on Terror, Pink Floyd, ZZ Top, and of course, you requested some Eric Clapton cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine.
I don't know what that's all about.
And, and one
that was
more
funny.
For you. Non-stop hour.
Yeah, what we're going to do, too, is I'm going to just pretty much leave the building now.
Yeah.
I've got some other stuff I need to take care of.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to let you do the next hour pretty much by yourself.
You're going to let me do the next hour?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Pretty much by yourself.
Ocean City, the Hope is definitely watch out.
Uh-huh. Look out, he is coming up. I have Metallica kicking off Non-Stop 96 Rock next. Let's turn the page. 96 Rock.
Hey, is this it?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, man, my name is Tom. I saw you yesterday, Secret.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I saw you sign a girl's ass.
Yeah, I love
it. They have their phone running through the board?
You know what? It felt good, too. How long were you there last night?
I was there for a
close
till
3
a.m., buddy.
Oh, so did you
get nothing? I was talking to him on a speakerphone.
But then I behaved myself.
I never got lucky there.
Oh, you never got lucky?
No, not here.
Because John and I are going to get lucky at Secret.
I have a tendency of getting lucky at crack houses. I don't know. That's just how it goes.
Have a good day.
There it goes.
Man, the morning, gone and night, and afternoon, and you're listening to Dennis Murphy. Yes, it's the Dennis Murphy Hour. How you all doing out there? I'm having a great time here. John, what's up, man?
Nothing much, man. We got a couple calls. Got some guys on the phones wanted to talk to the man, the myth, the legend, Dennis Murphy.
Oh, okay.
We did talk to some people.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give out the numbers? Or
the number is called
20 more minutes.
Yeah.
Not taking phone
calls.
You sure can.
Okay, in Maryland, call 410.
Jenga. Call 1-888-959. Please call. I want to talk to women especially.
Oh, God. Not the phone sex again you keep talking about.
I want phone sex.
Cut it out, Dennis. Cut it out.
Hey, Wacky. You haven't heard of this phone sex, have you?
No, I haven't, and I'm not really planning on hearing it.
Okay.
I'll leave the room.
Hey, it's wild.
Okay.
Stop it, man. I'm not gay, all right? The chemistry is developing.
I believe it's a two-man show.
How you doing? Martin Kiklock, Man Cow in the morning, Donnie Mike in the afternoon, and that was Kenny Hagar. And this is Kenny Clifford. How y'all doing?